graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 188 of Suplex City Limits for November 18th, 2018. I'm a roll with the aliens, fuck these homo sapiens. It's your boy, the King of Bong style, Jim Vicious, and he's everyone's favorite meat castle, my co-host.
I forget what I said earlier, but all I can think of is how I did this last time, which we won't talk about, and... Fuck! It's all, and mine's just blank. Just done. I'm cooked. I'm Tyler Fudge. It's really, really annoying too. It's 8:33 right now.
Yeah, it's SEL fucking take two. We recorded a show Friday, about an hour and 15 minutes into it, and I was feeling it. I was a really good show, and shit was fucked. So here we are. It's Sunday morning. We've watched Takeover. We're in the Wake and Bake special.
Yeah, this is good morning, SEL.
Exactly. So, Suplex City Limit's available for listening. If you're a fine podcast or found, you can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Starting Black Friday, November 20th at noon. 20% off for the Black Friday sale. All kinds of shit, though. Spend $100, get 5 overstock collectibles. Spend $150, you get that plus... free worldwide shipping, dude. If you're an international shopper and you're, you know, you look at how crazy the shipping is, because it is crazy.
Yeah.
Your chance.
Like, from Canada, it's like buying another shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. And you imagine like Australia and some of these other places. So if you're in the UK or something, I'm not saying you go buy 5 SEL shirts. I mean, you could do that, but
you could.
Definitely go on there and pick up $150 worth of shirts and get free shipping. Plus, you get those collectibles.
Yeah, exactly. I plan on doing something.
Yeah. The first 150 online orders get an exclusive PWT logo shirt, 40% off their merch, 30% off New Japan, 20% off everything else. So
it's pretty dope.
You don't want to miss that. Or you can donate on our PayPal, like Cody Hatch. Much love to you, sir. Or Patreon, become a producer of the show. Get yourself a shout out, like our friends B-Rad Brad, Caleb Morganfield, Casey, Christopher, he's not balding, Spalding. Our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check those guys out if our podcasts are found. A couple of Australians.
They say sheet.
They do see sheet, yeah. You can also Max's Garage, the orgy that continues.
The everlasting, ever hard orgy. Yeah. Max must be some stallion, I'm telling you, man.
I just wonder who's behind that. Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Rice Arone Jabrone Tylone. Say his name weird today. It's Insane Ian Jackson. And Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Today on the show, what do we got? We're going to recap some TakeOver. We'll preview Survivor Series. We'll talk about the news again.
Again. We're going to talk about Ellsworth's dick, Becky's nose, and so much more for the second time. So it's going to be riveting, guys, just so you know.
Lesser podcasts would have said, fuck it. We'll do a show next week. Not this show.
No,
188 straight weeks.
And you know what, Jim? You know what? It's not like we come into this whole podcast sober, right? We do this whole thing out of our minds. So if we do it a second time, you know, I don't remember half the shit we say.
Right? Yeah. So. I don't even remember yesterday, man.
That's That's yesterday.
We also got some Jared's hot takes.
We do. Also, we've heard that before.
Okay, he just like keep putting it in there. Fuck. So, this Sunday morning wake and bake special is about to take off. What is the smoke of the day over there, sir?
Well, the smoke of the day over here is a pink Kush, and this goes in line with what you were smoking last week, Jim. It's coveted as its OG Kush relative. It's an indica dominant hybrid with powerful body focused effects. In its exceptional variations, pink hair bursts from bright green buds barely visible under a blanket of sugar like trichomes, with traces of sweet vanilla and candy perfume.
So,
the potency of this strain can be considered overpowering, and even in small doses are known to eliminate pain, insomnia, and appetite loss.
Yeah, and the things you want right before you're trying to do a creative podcast. Over here at Castle Vicious, we are smoking the Ric Flair of weeds, OG Kush.
See? I'm smoking your kid.
I wasn't trying. I didn't want to because this shit puts me on my ass, but I still had one full from last night. So I was like, oh, my God.
Because he was on his ass last night.
Yeah. OG Kush shares for its ability to crush stress under the weight of its heavy euphoria. Yes. No. Carries an earthy pine and sour lemon scent with woody undertones. So
good.
It gets you.
So me and Jim are on the same wavelength, obviously, because he's smoking dad, I'm smoking son. So,
yeah, there you go.
We're going to be just whatever that word is. We're going to be connected
telepathically.
Yes.
Let's get into it with the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Duplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Recording after TakeOver made this very easy.
Yeah, it really did. It's a drastic change. So, we didn't really get much this week for wrestling wise. It was a very slow week. Raw and SmackDown were horrible, but NXT was a go home show, which is always
nothing.
Yeah. If you don't know what's going on in the storylines, you watch the NXT television show and it's fantastic because the promo videos are really good until you realize you're just going to watch them again on Saturday.
The old top three was three tag matches from the Ring of Honor Toronto show. So
there you go.
Worth checking out, actually. Really good show.
The honorary mentions. That's what they are.
That saved me this week. I was like, I was unfulfilled by like Wednesday or Thursday. Because, Raw sucked. SmackDown sucked. NXT was nothing. Phoned in. So I was like, motherfucker, no Lucha. I was like, I got to watch something else, man. So,
yeah.
Ring of Honor it was. But TakeOver.
Yes. So let's start with, Gargano and Black, which arguably could be the best one of the night. I don't know why we're starting with that one. What is your take on Gargano versus Black?
It was awesome. I think I might have liked fucking Velveteen and Ciampa more.
Yeah?
I don't know. They were all really good, man.
They really were. It's Gargano and Black. I really, really do enjoy how Johnny Gargano is playing that delusional baby face.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic. Like, oh man, just as he's walking out to the crowd, just how he's doing the same entrance but with different, he's doing it a little bit less charismatic, and the crowd are not cheering for him at all, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think it's fucking great, man.
Yeah.
Really good shit, and that story, despite the Scooby-Doo bullshit that they did with it, I thought, overall, really good story. He costs Black the belt. It ties in with his shit with Ciampa. It's really good, man. And I thought this match was really good.
It is. It took how they got here was a little bit wonky, but in bullet points, the promo video made this thing look like it was trim, really tight and just throughout. I really did like the match. The story of the match is great, too. just Gargano almost getting it all the time, you know, just and trying to be coy and cunning. But Alistair, you know, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Good shit. And I'll just random note here. Thanks, science, for Mauro Ranallo. Oh, God damn it.
Thanks, science, for Mauro.
If I dedicated the amount of time he dedicates to preparing for shows to anything in my life, I would be much farther along than I am right now. The amount of time he spends preparing all of those fucking lines all the way through, it's pretty unbelievable, man.
He's a grammatical beast.
Tonight we got a fucking... Oh, Mama effing Mia. That was good. But yeah, so they got that match. And then we have Velveteen Dream, Hollywood Hogan style Velveteen Dream, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's how much you want to bet, though, they'll be front and center when Hogan comes back. It's like,
I don't think he's coming back, dude.
No.
I don't think they'll put... I don't know. I think that they over there, it was like, all right, fine. They're not going to bring him out on Raw.
There really Fuck is no point to doing that, no. But I did his whole get-up and how it's still tied in with his character, too, by having the purple. And I really liked it.
Well, of course, and you're in L.A., which is great. Fits.
Yeah.
Super smart. Yeah, the Hollywood shit. I liked it. And Ciampa, I thought this was great. Ciampa, dude, takes a shot at Mauro. How awesome was that?
That was. And Mauro sold it fucking fantastically. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. It's unfortunate that he is a fucking Percy tied to him. That guy is the shits, man. Honestly.
He's my least favorite commentator. I will agree with you there. Actually, no. Like, Jonathan Coachman's still my least favorite commentator.
I was gonna say worse than Renee. She's fucking terrible.
Well, like the worst thing is I equate Renee being terrible because she's being fed. That's my opinion. But Percy, I don't think he's being fed all that much because they don't have Kevin Dunn down there, or you know, Vince McMahon's not down there just being Vince.
But they got Triple H in his ear.
Well, true. Yeah, but I would imagine that's a lot different than having Vince McMahon in your ear, right? So,
yeah, there's a lot of is at the end of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that guy sucks. He'll say things that don't make sense for the match, and McGinnis will have to fucking correct him, or, you know, I don't know. It just sucks.
I agree. He's not a sound announcer, but who knows what he'll grow into. It's developmental. That's what it's there for. But what I'm more concerned about is Mauro Ranallo is a free agent at the end of the year. So, I mean, he might be done with NXT as far as I know.
Where's he going to go? I mean, is he maybe just quits doing wrestling?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he goes back to Access because Josh Barnett's going.
What do you mean? Oh, is he really?
I think so, yeah.
Why isn't Jim Ross gone from that too?
I believe so soon, yeah.
Can somebody explain to me why you need to take great commentary and then put like mediocre commentary over it after the fact?
I understand it, and I don't understand it just because of two reasons, or one reason, really. It's not a different channel, and they want to market Access's channel and just, you know, plug certain things that will be on Access. But other than
Kevin Kelly is over there crushing it, dude.
I agree.
I don't get it. So what's the fucking point of having these guys sit
if you wanted to? You know what I mean? Yeah, just have Kevin Kelly, and if you want to say something about Access, just have it scroll across the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. To me, it's just do that. Yeah, whatever. But
I'm with you there, man. I'm with you there.
We're off track.
But now, mind you, I'm going to keep us off track for one more second. If they put Mauro Ranallo in there, I wouldn't care because he was the original guy doing it, and I'd be all for that. I'd take Mauro Ranallo's commentary.
I hate commentary that's put in after the fact, regardless. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's for sure. It's different.
Yeah. From there, we also had, of course, the War Games match, which was fucking pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. It was a little long, if you ask me. It felt a little drawn out. I said that wrong, didn't I?
Drawn.
Yeah, drawn out.
Love it.
Yeah, I thought, you know, there was an area between when the war games started and finished. I just thought that went too long.
Okay.
Other than that, though, it was a great match.
Yeah, I really liked it. Do you notice how, like, the crowd doesn't care about Ricochet at all when he came out? That's something that stood out to me.
Yeah, yeah.
In the match, they were behind it, but, like, when he came out, they were like, nah.
Well, I mean, also, you had Pete Dunne come out before him.
Oh, that's true.
And they ate their shit for fucking beat Pete Dunne, and Ricochet, in my opinion, is not that... I don't know. I feel Pete Dunne is an elevated level higher than Ricochet. Because let's face it, Ricochet has the charisma factor of a piece of wood. Right? So,
yeah. I hate Dunne as a face, by the way. I don't know what the fuck you're doing with that.
Well, his face just screams, I'm a dickhead. So, you know what I mean?
Well, he was such an amazing heel. Yeah. Like, why are you making him a face? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, like, they always get confused with that shit, I think, man. It's like, you have a heel. Like, I think it's okay for people to like a heel, isn't it?
I do too.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends how you. Yeah, there's a little more to it, but he was a great heel. He should have just kept him heel, but whatever. This was awesome. I don't know. Like, do you have specific? That when Rowe came in, he really shined in this match. He came in and had like tons of crazy power moves.
He did. He did. He came in like a house of cards, just because he's coming in, or he's coming in to save Hanson. Did you catch what I said?
Well, yeah. Did I catch anything? You're like fucking. You're turning into Ricky, man. You know that? It's like a rock and a place to know that, dude.
He ran in like a house of cards.
It would be like you ran in and you were just like fragile as fuck and got you. Yeah, no. It's fire.
Holy fuck. Good. God damn, Pink Course, you're killing me.
Well, English is your second language, right?
Yeah, Newfoundland is my first.
Newfoundland. There you go. I think that this is a new record for Tower of Doom spots. This has to be the biggest Tower of Doom spot ever.
Oh, yeah, with fucking Bobby Fish on his back.
Not that. I'm saying, like, later on they did that Tower of Doom spot, and it was like fucking, I don't know how many of them were involved in it, 8 people or something off the gauge.
No, but when Hanson went to do the power bomb spot, Bobby Roode was on his back. So there was the added extra element to it. It's like, oh, another guy, cool.
Bobby Fish, yeah. He said Bobby Roode.
did I originally say Bobby Roode? Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
This shit, you can't even talk anymore.
Let's start over.
Yeah. This shit's called death.
He smoked that, you never hear again. This morning, man, that fucking, I was in bed giggling.
Oh, fuck. So, I thought this was really good shit. Ricochet double moonsault. Pretty absurd.
It was. Man.
It's awesome.
The fact that he's never killed him or hurt himself on that. You know what I mean?
In Mexico, motherfuckers do that from the rope to the outside. So, you know, whatever. Oh,
that's madness. Absolute madness.
Yeah, do it from the middle of the rope too, not even the turnbuckle. It was like the other day, I don't know who it was, some fucking luchador I hadn't even heard of probably, but so I did a double moonsault from the rope, like springboard style. The fuck? Yeah, this match was awesome. Faces win.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, other than the top three, so that concludes that.
Well, how did you feel the difference between the format that they used, 2 teams of 4 versus the 3 teams of 3?
Is that what it was last time? Was 3 teams of 3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because Undisputed didn't have Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong was with AOP, and then there was 3 more other people.
Oh, Sanity.
Sanity, yes.
I remember those guys.
Barely, as you can tell.
See them on the pre-show tomorrow.
Jesus.
Awful. But yeah, whatever. I'm just thinking about that Sanity thing and how much that irritated me. That, like, the Usos like recruit these teams and say it's like, yeah, we're in. Like, why are these guys should be fucking everybody up? They should be like, I don't know. Don't get me started on WWE, goddammit.
WWE sucks. It is fucking tremendously horrible, and I'm not excited to watch 4 fucking hours of it tonight.
Yeah, dude. Bro, dude, 4? I think it's like fucking 6, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want to watch that fucking pre-show, you go right ahead, sir.
The main shows are like, yeah, fucking marathons, dude.
Yeah, I got no time for the pre-show.
I start late, and then I skip the bullshit. There's stuff on there I'm just not watching. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, Riddle was on. Riddle defeats Ohno with a flying knee in like a second.
Yes.
Genius. Perfect. Yeah. Like,
and
that's
true. You know, man, the way they booked that was tremendous as well, because they came out and said this week that they were going to be recording that for this week's NXT.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen.
Right.
Right? They didn't record that match because it didn't happen. This was what they were talking about. And so instead of the crowd getting upset that it wasn't there, it was perfect. It was fantastic. It made so much sense.
It was good, except did the open of this show not remind you of a WWE show? Like, it was very WWE to me how Riddle comes out. He cuts a promo. Ohno comes out cutting a promo. I was like, oh, I got like fucking raw douche chills, man. I was like, oof.
I get you there, but the upside to it is it wasn't long. Like the in WWE, it'd be 10 minutes. You know what I mean? And then a match start. Here, you got 5 minutes. Just a little
Riddle,
just get crowd going.
I feel like Riddle might be the next guy in a long line of, dude, they can't fuck this guy up, can they?
I don't think you can fuck Riddle up.
We said this a million times, bro. Yeah, but dude, he's just the latest guy that it's like, well, certainly they can't fuck him up, but they do. Nakamura, they fucked up and fucked up everyone. But Riddle is awesome, and I did watch that thing, the Performance Center channel.
Okay, yeah. Was that good?
It was good. I like Matt Riddle even more now.
Good. Good. Yeah. Was it Officer and a Gentleman with Matt Riddle? Or was it Best Friends with Matt Riddle? With Chuck Taylor and somebody else? Depends on what show it is. He seemed pretty bro-ish on there.
He's got a wife and a kid, or kids. I didn't even know
34,
that.
He's 34, isn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. But his wife is a fucking big, strong bitch. She got like a neck thicker than him.
Holy shit.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. They talk about like his struggles and, fuck it. It was pretty good. What was that? What are you laughing at?
I said weed. They talked about his struggles and weed.
They didn't talk about weed, but
how did he talk about his struggles and not talk about weed? You're fired from the UFC for smoking weed.
I mean, he's still smoking weed, I'm sure.
Oh, of course he is.
You saw him at Takeover 1. Not Takeover 1, but the Takeover where he showed him in the crowd. He was out of his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. He was ripped.
Yeah. But yeah, either way, I love the shit where he leaps over the ropes and kicks his fucking flip flops off.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's got it, man.
Yep.
He's a guy who fucking has it. He comes out like, I don't care who. Well, I'm sure people don't like him, but to me, I think he's fucking great.
How can I can understand somebody not liking him if you're so enamored. Surfer dudes, if you hate them so much, you know what I mean. But right. I really like Matt Riddle. I don't know. Yeah. I see like Spinelli from Fast Times. And it's like, how can you hate Spinelli?
Spicoli.
Yeah, sorry. Spinelli. What did I say?
Doesn't matter. Spinelli or something. I feel like if I don't mention it, then the listeners, like, they're left on their own when they catch it. They hear it and they're like, then if I don't say it, then they're like, oh, okay.
Well, because like, I thought Spicoli, and I was like, wait, no, I'm not talking about Louis Spicoli, right? So I was like, I can't say Spicoli.
Yeah. So that was good. Sane and Baszler, 2 out of 3 falls. I don't like 2 out of 3 falls matches. I thought some of it was creative, how they got to the first fall and shit, but it's like, does this, this chick is supposed to be this like MMA fucking badass, and then she needs chicks to help her beat a frail, you know, little Japanese girl. I don't know.
I mean, kinda weird. To me, that also speaks to her being a heel, right? So she can do it, but she doesn't want to have to go there to do it. So, you know, it kind of paints the picture that she's lazy.
You know, yeah, well, I mean? That's the thing. If I think they could push it a little bit more that way, where it's a little more clear that like she could just win, but she, you know.
Yeah, no, I get you there.
This teeters on like, well, she needs help to win, but do they do a cage match or something? They should do a cage match.
The way I see them doing, well, they could have the blow off as a cage match. But I would imagine the next takeover is the 3-on-3 because they introduced that in this match. And then I assume at WrestleMania you can have the blow off in, you know, a cage match.
Yeah, the 3-on-3, I don't know how I feel about that. I guess it's cool to see Sane and Shirai working together, you know, on a team. That's cool. Yeah.
And it's just a way to prolong this feud until WrestleMania too, right?
I don't know about Dakota Kai being there.
Well, I mean, Dakota Kai is least she worries when you got the other two on Shayna Baszler's team.
Yeah. The three horse-faced women.
Yeah.
So when Ronda Rousey's the hottest of a group of four women, you know you're in trouble.
It's she has her moments, but yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I thought it was a good, yeah, good. At the end, they set that shit up. Io Shirai did a good moonsault to the outside. Take note, Charlotte.
Oh, she's oh, god.
Other
damn.
Than that,
I love her,
dude. The Marine Six.
Yeah, let me before you shit all over the Marine Six, because I know that's what's coming, because I want to shit on it too. But this is how over Becky Lynch is. I was into that trailer because I want to see that movie now, because I want to see Becky Lynch and Shawn Michaels fight.
Man, it's funny they'll do that shit up there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In a movie, it's okay, but on the show, it's not okay.
Even though when they say that they're making movies, you know, is when they equate wrestling to movies, but yet.
If they're making movies, their movies are like the scenes. It's like a porno with all the fucking scenes taken out.
It's true. It's very true. Instead of fucking, it's wrestling.
I'm here to fix the cable. You know, that's the big equivalent of their movies. Yeah, Marine Six. I don't know. Just that seems silly.
It does. It does. Like, don't get me wrong. It's probably absolutely horrible, but yeah. I probably will watch it, and it probably will be an episode of the Federation.
Well, if you're gonna watch it, you might as well get something out of it. You're not going to get entertained. And the other thing from this, they show X-Pac in the crowd with his shitty dog.
Yeah.
I think that's his service dog.
It is his PTSD. Service dog, and I know where we're going now.
He has PTSD from fucking China, I think is what it is.
That's those two nights in China.
I saw that big clit. No.
She's a giant clit.
She had a giant clit.
Well, I had.
Yeah. It's rotted away now.
Like, I don't mind a big clit, you know, but like hers was like,
I fucked like a girl who had a clit that, I shit you not, man, felt like the size from on my pointer finger, the knuckle to my tip of my finger.
Did he create a shadow?
I wouldn't look at it. I just felt it, and I was like, oh. Like, I, you know, because you go for it, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to fucking get that man in the boat, right? And fucking, and man, I get it. And it's like, oh, whoa, what is this?
The man in the boat? What is that?
We always called the little, like, the bean.
Yeah.
Just the little man in the boat.
Yeah, that sounds like what you'd tell your adolescent son, you know? Because, like, I feel, didn't we talk about that recently? Like, I feel like you should give your fucking sons like good advice about like where the G-spot is and shit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Like, hey, dude, you're gonna be finger popping girls pretty soon.
Yeah.
In and up, my friend. In and up. That's fucking spot. It's like, you know, you're going into it, you know where the G-spot is already. Like,
exactly. There's none of that.
You know, it's like, hey man, here's how you know, go for the fucking man in the boat.
Yeah.
Get that shit too. And that, my friends, is the next team takeover war games.
We should do a sex ed podcast. Yeah. It's called Two Men in a Boat.
Two men in a little boat. That's like a staple of the show, isn't it, at this point? It's not planned either. It's like you talk about a show, get crazy off point, and then end it with, and that was that show.
Yeah. That's the MO. And so I think
Takeover was awesome. It was the peak of the wrestling weekend. Survivor Series will not live up to it. There's no way it will. It never does.
Yeah. You can pretend that you hold out hope that it could, but it won't.
Yeah.
The card is not built to take on Takeover.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later on. We'll do a preview of Survivor Series. But for now, let's get into some news.
This week in the news, broken faces and slashed up necks. The Arquette family almost lost another one this week. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. I want to talk about James Ellsworth's dick. No. I think that's the story, dude. This 16-year-old girl claims that he sent her nudes. I saw the pictures, and I knew it was his dick when I saw how the bottom of the head was very concave. Looks like his face. It's like the exact same situation.
He was even wearing the hat.
Wearing the hat. I don't know about this girl. She's 16. She looks like she's about 12. She talks like she's about 8 and special.
Yeah, I mean, mind you, I can see it. You know, James Ellsworth kind of looks like a guy that could do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't doubt it. I mean, shouldn't be surprised. Wrestling's a weird fucking place. It always will be.
Dude, that's just it. I mean, there's that whole undercurrent of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling has a long history of fucking little girls, dude. That's just all there is to it.
No, it's true. It's very true.
How many underage girls do you think fucked? Holy shit.
Wait, who's dude?
Michael Hayes.
Oh.
That's like everyone's impression of that guy. Like every pro wrestler, when they talk about him,
Fucking hell, man. That guy's a weirdo. But, on that note, saying that he's a weirdo, man, back in the 70s and the 80s?
Yeah.
That was, nobody was worried about that.
Especially in the South, but just in general. I mean, people are
50 years removed from marrying off your 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah, you can't be doing that shit these days. And like, how foolish. This guy goes from nothing to like fucking living his dream right now. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to fuck it up by Snapchatting pictures of your dick. How would you ever entrust that you can send that kind of shit to somebody these days?
I know.
I don't get it, dude.
It really makes no sense. It really doesn't. But I mean,
the advice for owners of dicks: if you have a dick, listen up. Come in here. Grab a seat.
Hold tight. We got the fire going. It's crackling.
Dude, just jack off, man. Hashtag just jack off.
Yeah.
Before you do anything, before you think about messaging some broad or sending her something or cheating on your woman or any of that shit,
buying a car, anything.
Well,
buying a new phone.
Beat off. I don't know how that helps you.
I think it can. I think it can. Get loads of testosterone. You can think more level headed. It's called that post-fap clarity, man.
Because if you haven't done it, I can tell you, man, I've been there where you have some broad come over and you fuck her, and the second, like, you nut and it's good for a second, and then it's just instant regret. And that's all it is. Because when you're done, even like sending these dick pics that he did after he jacked off, he was probably like, wow, that was fucking dumb. What the fuck? Just watch some porn on the video. Just jack off. If you're at a bar, dude, and you're going to go home with some chick, go in the bathroom, jack off. You will immediately realize that you would much rather just like get some fucking McDonald's on your way home eat that shit and go to sleep.
Like, I've had times where it's like I'm going out to going over to this chick's house, right? And like, you know what's up. So it's like you rub one out before you go just to level the playing field. And then when you're done, it's just like, I really don't want to go.
Yeah. Really, that shit, like when I was, you know, be single and like, oh, I'm gonna fucking get some pussy this weekend, you know, and like you wake up Saturday morning like, all right, you fucking crank one out, and it's like, actually, I'm just gonna play Xbox all day. You know. So that's my advice to you guys, man. Yeah. It will save you a lot of hassle in your life.
Oh, it will.
If you're thinking about messaging some chick or talking to some chick behind your chick's back, just jack off, bro. But this guy's fucked. The pictures are out. I don't know. I guess she even had the proof that it came to her Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, just having pics wouldn't really mean all that much to me.
And there's even the Twitter conversation where he asks for her Snapchat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks pretty damaging. Like, I don't, like, there's a lot of people saying, like, this could be a hack job, but I don't think so.
Well, after the Enzo thing, I mean, you gotta, you know, to hold judgment. We were immediately with the Enzo shit like, this is bullshit. It was obvious from the start, but this is not so clear cut.
No, this is leaning more towards in favor of the little girl, if you want to say.
Yes,
so
other people, I haven't, no one else has come out and fucking said it yet. What happened to that shit, dude? Pro wrestling is not part of this Me Too thing, I guess. Because, like, oh, she's like, some female wrestlers messaged me. Why aren't they posting?
Yeah, no.
You know, if he did creepy shit to you, fucking post it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree, but I don't know. And it's not like you're posting against some fucking higher up in the business. It's James Ellsworth.
Yeah, right. So he's probably fucked. His lawyer made a statement on his Twitter, and that's gone radio silent. So
that's all you need to know right there.
This guy's got a wife. He's got kids. Way to fuck it up. Bro.
He had a wife. He's probably got to go visit his kids.
Now he's going to have fucking child support. Yeah.
Yeah. On that non WWE money. So there you go, buddy.
He's good pulled luck from a live appearance this weekend too.
Well, as he should be, you know, nobody wants to have that shit on your show.
It's supposed to be on a Survivor Series weekend podcast event.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be doing that too.
It's originally slated to appear at a live recording of Robbie E's Why It Ended podcast.
Oh.
To be recorded at Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Maryland.
Well, I guess they should find new plans, I guess, eh? Do they have a
shitty
new one?
Guess for why it ended anyway.
It really does. We all know why it ended, because he's James Ellsworth.
Yeah. Every once in a while, that podcast will have a good guest, but if it's not a good guest, it's not much.
Yeah. I mean, how much clout can you put into Matt Coon when he does a podcast with Vince Russo? So.
Whoa, you haven't learned your lesson, bro? He's gonna fucking message us mad. What the fuck else were we talking about? Oh, Eric Arndt, known as Enzo Amore, kicked off a plane.
Yes, or real one.
He says he was not actually vaping. He just wouldn't narc on who was vaping. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, sure. And yeah, okay. I mean, we believed him last time. He told the truth last time, I suppose.
The shit he said about it was actually pretty fucking funny, man.
I can imagine that he can go on a fucking rant. Please read it.
Yeah, he just says, like, a man in street clothes came up to me and said, are you vaping? And I'm not a snitch. Somebody was vaping around me. I ain't saying who it was. So basically, he then asked if the guy's an air marshal, and, you know, they kind of got into a little argument. I guess the guy was like a fucking flight attendant. So I don't know. He says they let me slide, though. They got me on the next flight. So he said he's not mad at it. So I guess he wasn't vaping. What kind of a dick move is that, to vape on a fucking airplane?
Yeah, I mean, but there's dicks everywhere, Jim. There's literally and figuratively everywhere.
It's like, dude, come on, man. Like, who does that shit?
Yeah, I mean, as much as I would like to sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody's got to breathe that air too, man. It's circulated. That's why farts stink up a plane so much.
Yeah, I was out fucking hanging out with a bunch of homies yesterday, and of course they're all like nearing 40, so they all vape now instead of smoke, and think that that's some kind of accomplishment. You know, I of course, in the midst of my quitting smoking shit, end up smoking mad cigarettes because I'm drinking beer and I'm smoking weed. And
now your throat is just haggard.
I think my throat's always haggard, but what else we got, dude? David Arquette.
Yes,
decided. Yeah, a death match with Nick Gage is like, just the ad alone is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, that's just asking for trouble.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Former
Hollywood movie star David Arquette takes on world's worst bank robber, Nick Gage.
Yeah. So what actually happened in this match? Like, because I've seen... Like, what was it, light tube to the neck of David Arquette?
Yeah, I mean, he hit him in the neck, which, like, sliced him open. And then they kind of, like, went back and forth. Like, he went to get another set. He swung it at him. Arquette blocked the attempt, like, frustrated. And he grabbed a chair, hit him with it, and, like, tried to end the match. And I don't know. It's like Gage kicked out, and he was trying to fuck. It was just a whole thing. But Arquette got pissed off, definitely. And he tweeted out afterward, turns out death matches aren't my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your first mistake there.
Yeah.
No. What are you doing hitting somebody in the neck with a light tube, though? You know what I mean?
Well,
that just makes no sense.
Yeah. And while we're at it, dude, stop being such fucking dicks to David Arquette. Revisionist history and bullshit reasons are the reason that you don't like David Arquette. Yeah. Really.
It wasn't his choice. He donated all that fucking money to charity because he didn't want to be champion. It's all Vince.
He gave all that money to wrestling families, right? He gave that shit to
Pillman's wife.
Pillman's and wife, Owen's other wife. People too. Yeah. Draws.
Yes. Yeah.
He loves pro wrestling. He got a chance to do something you wouldn't have turned down. The opportunity to fucking be on Nitro and shit.
No.
Neither did he. And he loves it, man. The fact that he's back doing it now is awesome. Yeah.
Did you see his sister tweeted out? Patricia Arquette. Thank God our brother's still alive.
Well, the other brother's not, right? Isn't there one that died?
Yeah.
Or the sister?
Yeah, the transgender. Alexis.
That's the one that died?
Yeah.
The sister and brother at the same time.
When two become one, baby.
There you go. But yeah, that's crazy. Nick Gage, I mean, I don't really know much about that dude other than like he's a shitty bank robber. He's been years in prison for trying to rob a bank poorly.
Came out and just fresh out of jail. Trying to make a name for himself, I guess.
It works for his gimmick. It makes him a little more.
It really does. Yeah, it's pretty big dedication to your craft, though, if you ask me.
Yeah. When you step back and really look at that, you know, like you read that headline and it's like, meh. But that just shows how bizarre times are now. Like you really think about David Arquette and Nick Gage in a death match in 2018, like. Wrestling is so fucking weird right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, you know, a lot of stuff came from that show, the Joey Janela's LA Confidential. Marco Stunt broke his leg.
Yeah.
So he'll be out for a while. He's getting surgery, what, today or something like that, isn't it?
I have no idea. Yeah. I heard it's already like a fucking did something, broke his chin or broke something.
Something, Dan. He's going to be up for a while.
And what else happened on that show? Was this on that show? Yeah, it was. Okay.
Yeah. Then you also had Joey Ryan did a spot with his, you know, he's got that torn pec, but he did a little run in.
That's interesting. They have, you see that Joey and Joey shirt or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, it's got like Joey's.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
It is pretty funny because like you can read it. Broken Joey's like broken baby kangaroos.
I don't know. In other news, Jay Lethal has re-signed with Ring of Honor.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Sounds like Silas Young is re-signed as well.
Oh, really? That was one thing I was wondering because I didn't know if the WWE would try to pick him up or not.
His ends at the end of the year, I guess. So I don't know. I guess we'll see about Lethal. I mean,
Silas.
Yeah, Silas. But Lethal is so good. I'm surprised that he's always been a guy that I'm surprised that WWE didn't pick up.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. He's a good talker. He's a really good worker. I don't know. Maybe I really don't know. But when I think of Jay Lethal, all I think of is Ring of Honor. And I guess, I don't know. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I don't ever see Jay Lethal going anywhere other than Ring of Honor. Mm. And I feel like it's not because of him not wanting to go. I just feel like they don't have any interest in him.
It's weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, mind you, he doesn't do it all for me either.
Oh, really? I'm a big fucking fan of that dude. I like him.
I find his work is tremendous. When he's the Macho Man, I think his whole promos are tremendous, but I find his character is just lacking something.
Really? You don't think like the asshole in suits kind of fucking kind of Ric Flair-ish House of Truth shit was like, I like that shit. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been a big Truth Martini fan either.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying like that when he had that gimmick where he was like the Ric Flair and he had two belts and shit.
What's her name? Claims that he ruined her career.
Oh, yeah. Nothing came of that, did it?
No.
Because that chick was full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't put your dick in crazy, boys. Don't put your dick in crazy.
He's like, oh, he tried to fuck me. Like, it's against the rules to try to fuck women nowadays.
Yeah,
I feel sorry. I feel sorry for yourself.
I'm still single. Feel bad for me.
Well, that's true, but definitely too bad for like my friend's sons. You know, like I see their sons, and I'm just like, oh, dude. I'm sorry that you're not going to get to like fuck all kinds of broads and have a good old time anymore.
Yeah, you're going to find one when you're 15, and guess what, man? You're almost be forced to fuck her for the rest of your life. So choose wisely.
What else we got, man? Jim Ross, do you see his face?
Oh, man, whatever the fuck happened to him? Maybe Sabu got a hold of him.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what was the deal with that? Sabu does not like Jim Ross.
Apparently not. No, he calls him a two-faced backstabbing bitch or something like that.
He called him a three-faced. I was like, what do you mean?
Well, you got the bad Jim Ross, good Jim Ross, and Bill's palsy Jim Ross.
Yeah, I don't know. Terry Brunk's a fucking douche canoe.
He also sent a message to that 16-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, evidently. She's cute.
You're cute. How old are you? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and she said 16, and he said, fucking see you later, right?
Oh, did he? Oh, I see.
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny. It's pretty. When Sabu is of more sound mind than you.
Yeah. Hey, you want hepatitis? No, Sabu, I don't. Hepatitis.
Want some meth? Want some heroin?
Yeah. Good God. He's fucking crazy. Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer. Sabu.
Jared's never had nothing nice to say about him either, has he?
I don't know. I'm not sure what his take is. But What else you got?
I suppose we should talk about Becky Lynch.
Oh, Becky Lynch.
Getting her face broken, a.k.a. nose broken and a concussion. But
isn't that good enough? Wouldn't it be good enough to say that? Like, they always do that shit. Like, broken face.
Yeah,
that's not even a thing.
No, it's not. No.
Like, you could have a broken orbital. Yeah. Why don't you just say that?
Yeah. You could.
Broken face.
But no. Nope. Well, at least it is, you know, like the nose, you can get around a broken nose. You can work with a broken nose. The concussion can be quickly dissolved, or, you know, could take, you know, a month, 2 months. But you know, I don't think this should derail her too much. If anything, it just made it bigger.
No, that's true. I mean, it definitely, there's no going back now. She's a baby face, but you need to keep that baby face edge to her.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know if they will or not.
But hugging Charlotte has chipped away at that edge.
But Nia Jax is awful. We've said that for a long time. When she first came on the scene, I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, hey, this chick's trash. She's green. But she is, you know, positive for different body types. I like that they have a big girl.
Yeah.
I like to fuck big girls. But man, she's just never gotten better. She's hurt tons of people. And everyone's saying Jericho, what's that motherfucker? Barnett. Yeah, they're saying that this is a street bum. She looks directly at her and rifles one in. It's not even close.
No. No.
Should you ever, even if you're stopping it at the end, should you ever be punching hard enough that if you connect, you're going to break someone's nose and concuss them?
No.
That's crazy, dude. But
look what a lot of these dudes do. You know, they'll do the slaps. You know what I mean? Like, it's a punch when you're going in, but once you get to the face, you open your hand, you slap him, makes a good noise, and, you know, it's not killing the guy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, a lot of people
stepping
got
into it like that. Oh,
crazy. A lot of people got worked when Nia had the Twitter post of like her busted up hand.
Yeah. She's turned it into a gimmick.
Well, of course, that's what you do.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny how many people were like mad about that. And I was like,
anybody hear of I Broke Wahoo's Leg?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah. Pretty silly, man. That's exactly. Like, you take a shitty situation and you try to get any good you can out of it. So
yeah, like, she's calling herself the face breaker.
Is she?
Yeah, on Twitter. It's a little shitty if you ask me, but
I'm taking she's it
a
bad.
Little too much. But
she shouldn't be in the position she's in. I liken it to Lana, another woman that shouldn't be in the position, and I had the most embarrassing.
Yeah,
so possibly the most embarrassing bit of pro wrestling I've ever seen.
It's true,
this
but
week on the road.
At least she didn't hurt somebody.
I guess if those are our two options, or what? Is there maybe a middle ground we could get?
Well, I'm sure there's a middle ground. We got a ton of middle ground, but we got the extreme opposites in the same segment. We got overt, reckless, and just snowflake. I don't know what you call Lana, and what she did is just, you know, I'm going to try to punch you and then give up 10% in, right?
I just don't get why you'd pay these people.
No.
They don't deserve it. I mean,
no, they don't.
You deserve it, but like, I mean, like, why pay a woman like Lana? She looks like any other bitch, really. You know, you'd find a fucking 100,000 chicks who are as hot as her.
Fuck, you can get Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yeah, right. Who can actually maybe sort of wrestle? I don't know.
Sort of. I mean, she's done runs in Stardom.
She's better than fucking Lana.
Yeah.
Easily. And hotter.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
Jesus Christ, yes.
I don't even like the typically hot blonde.
Well, she's not blonde. She's gray.
Is that what her hair is now?
I don't know. She's platinum. It's super white.
Oh. Well, either way, I'm not even into that shit.
No.
And even I'm like, goddamn, that chick's fucking something about her face. It's like, it's the kind of face you just want to, like,
she's
be
cute.
Looking down on as you bust a fucking nut on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's got those big old eyes. She's cute. She looks like, you know, she looks like she suck a mean dick.
Yeah. She's got the kind of face you just want to nut on, man.
And then she roasted Eve 11, so it's all fucking great.
She did roast at Eve Evan, which is fucking tremendous.
As far as I can tell, was that takeover tonight?
Last night?
Yeah, or last night. Yeah, sorry. This is so
cool. Is he a he's at Survivor Series, too, if he's smart enough.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you get drawn into those. You know, you go to the takeover, it's like, I might as well go to Survivor Series, too.
You got SmackDown tickets for like $9 right now.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what SmackDown, else I get for $9, like, too? A combo at Taco Bell. I'll gladly take that over SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, dude, I guess the ticket sales for SmackDown are super slow.
Yeah. I mean, it's SmackDown.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't even remember where the fuck we were at. We're in the news.
We were in the news. We just finished talking with Becky and Nia Jax.
I wanted to bring up this. It's not news, but it's a random thing that everyone, I feel like, needs to check out. In the hidden gems section of the network, they added this, like, AWA thing.
The fucking tag team show pilot, right?
Did you watch that?
No, but I've heard about it, and I've heard it's fucking awful.
It is bizarre, dude. It is over like a Greg fucking Gagne. Dude, it is like an acid trip. It's over fucking Gagne. It's like green screen of crowd on both sides, yes. But it's like the same bit. Yes. It's fucked, man. It's one of the most fucked things I've ever seen in wrestling, man. And it's crazy. Yeah.
Man, I've seen stills and stuff. It looks just mean. Yeah.
I definitely suggest it. It's really weird. Yeah, I don't know. Was there other news? I mean, I'm sure there was.
I mean, there was little bits of news, but nothing that even rings anywhere close to the top 4 or 5 stories of this fucking weekend. You know, Cody Rhodes' knee will require surgery down the road.
Oh, after Wrestle Kingdom, he's getting it. Yeah,
I would imagine so.
And yeah, that's what he said after Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
A lot of people hurt.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of people. It's like a bug going around.
Yep. So, if you have no further news, we should move on to our boy, Jared, for some fucking hot takes.
Jared's hot takes.
Mac and me.
Imagine.
What that is?
Where results don't matter, and none of what you see on TV matters. Welcome to the WWE Twilight Zone. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It has been forever! Forever! Oh, shit! I died. Oh! But I coughed up a lung on that one. Ever since you've seen me, you've heard me, you've heard these Jared's hot takes. They are so hot. It's like a fry up. You ever get the fry later at the Burger King with them terrible fries? I know they used to say that they won some awards for their fries. Their fries suck. Hot take number one, ladies and gentlemen.
McDonald's fries.
Ladies and gentlemen, Becky Lynch is the baddest motherfucker on the entire WWE roster, and they are going to squander her. I have no evidence. No evidence. No evidence. I feel like Sherlock Holmes. I have no evidence to believe that what they're going to do further with her is a good idea. They are going to fuck her up. God damn, she is over as shit. When that crowd saw how bloody she was, they went nuts. It was a mini Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bret Hart situation. Becky Lynch has stumbled onto being the number one woman on the entire card. And the fact that they're going to hold her out because she got a broken nose and a bit of a concussion. I know. We are in the protect the wrestler era. Fuck that. If that was Stone Cold Steve Austin and this was 1998, that motherfucker would show up at that pay-per-view. He would stun Ronda Rousey or some shitty equivalent like Ken Shamrock and beat the fuck out of him and win the match. But congratulations, Becky. You are killing it. This week's Jared's Hot Takes brought to you by
Wolf Lamp.
Brick in a bag. Guys, I mailed that one in. I don't actually have a sponsor this week. I mailed that one in. All right, Jared's hot take number two. Jared's hot take number two this week is this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it. I am back on the Brock Lesnar train. Let's ride this thing into the ground. Let's ride it until there's nothing left to ride. Vince, I'm with you. It's a terrible idea, and I love it. It's so bad, it's good. That's what Jim and I do every month on pay-per-view take two. It's so bad, it's good. Let's see where this goes. Brock Lesnar is the most boring motherfucker in the ring. And yet Vince McMahon's afraid of him. He's afraid to go away from him. He can't do it. He can't stay away long. Bye. Bye, shareholders. Buy all that money you can make off of making a new star. Why the fuck would we do that when we can just keep going back to that well? Which brings me to Jared's hot take number three. Did anybody see that Saudi Arabia crowd jewel? Guys, I'm a little drunk. I can't tell if you can tell that.
He is drunk. I was talking to him. Right,
yeah,
before
that's what it takes to watch SmackDown these days. It's what it takes. I know I'm like a week late, 2 weeks late. Jim, help me out on this one. I'm a little late on this one, but man, and how bad was Crown Jewel? And I say this not because I want to make fun of the guys who were my heroes growing up, but because they're going to come back. This sounds dated because I'm talking about Crown Jewel, but we all know Shawn Michaels is going to be back. The Undertaker's going to be back. Kane's going to be back. Triple H can't help himself, even though he tore a fucking pec, which we all know does not happen to anybody taking steroids. That is not a common injury around people who do HGH and steroids. It is not a common injury among people who take steroids. It's definitely not. We're going to see all these motherfuckers again. And it's going to suck. They did not build stars between 2004 and 2012. So they're stuck going back to the well like motherfuckers like Triple H, Kane, Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels' dumbass, bald-ass corpse. And that hurts me because he's my favorite wrestler in-ring of all time. That one hurts. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have a sponsor this week. I tried it. It didn't work. I got broken down. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Suplex City Limits. Check out Pay-Per-View Take 2. And I heard through the grapevine, through my good friend Bob Cuddle, he's had some issues with his health. I love you, Bob. He told me there's going to be a Cuddle and Cuddle soon. Love all you. Peace.
So, boy, Jared, you can hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast with me once a month here on the Suplex City Limits Network. You can follow him on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Good shit.
Yeah, and we're going to get a new Cuddle with Cuddle. I, for one, am very excited. Very excited. I love that old fuck.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Burbs is probably a little upset.
Lots of good points in there, man. Lots of good points.
Of course. You know, as always, there's some throwbacks to some prior weeks in there. You know, it's just he's covering it all.
Yeah. Now, the dude knows his pro wrestling, man. Yeah, he fucking does. Books wrestling. He, like, and I know we've met a lot of people. I have a lot of respect for that dude's wrestling knowledge. But Pay-Per-View Take 2, the newest episode, Slamboree 2000, is up. But Patreon donation has decided that ECW November to Remember 1998 is the next episode. And I was like, you know, how bad can that be, man? 1998 ECW? But it's kind of a shit show. So.
It can be, yeah, it can be easily a hard show to watch. Because, you know, I mean, ECW shows, I look back at them, just fondly, but when you go to watch them, man, it's not.
A lot of them are still good, but this one is kind of weird, yeah. It's our first legit ECW show. We did the whatever the fuck that other piece of shit is. December to Dismember or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That show sucked, but that's not real ECW.
No. And then, you know, the main event is with the new Triple Threat taking on the Triple Threat. So.
So there's that. What's going on in the Federation?
Well,
coming up, man.
We We had some technical difficulties as well earlier with our sound device shitting the bed. So we were able to record with Viva La JD and do the Smack It Down podcast. But we did use a different mic, and we were going to record the next day. We're going to record Slamboree to 1996, and we will be doing that tonight.
Nice. Dude, that's a fucking double duty podcasting today. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you know it, buddy.
I've done that shit. I'll do a fucking wake up early, do a pay-per-view take two sometimes before we do this. Like, goddamn.
Madness, man. Madness.
Yeah.
Dedication to the craft.
Yeah, sure. Something like that. So yeah, there's that shit. I don't know what else we want to talk about. I guess we can preview Survivor Series here.
Yeah. I think that's the last thing to do.
God, now I just feel bad. Like, I watched Raw, dude, and I took notes, and God damn it. No, I'm not going to talk about it.
No, God, it's, no, man. There's nothing to talk about. There really isn't.
And SmackDown, I guess you could talk about the fact that Daniel Bryan wins the title.
That's very true, which leads us right into this Survivor Series card, honestly.
I guess we'll talk about when we get there.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, so you take us through the card, should I? What do we got?
Well, starts with Buddy Murphy taking on Mustafa Ali, which is the only championship match of the night. I would imagine Buddy Murphy wins.
Is this on the pre-show?
I would imagine so.
They have those tag matches too, though.
Oh, yeah, they do have the tag matches as well on the pre-show. But,
good Lord.
It's the Survivor Series tag match. That's not going to take up 2 hours. And I would imagine...
I'm sure this is going to be a really good match. Probably be the fucking best match technically on the show, but no one gives a fuck about these guys, man.
No. No, they really don't. But they're going to pull out all the stops. It's going to be a good match for sure. Then you've got Team Raw, which is going to be Bobby Roode, Gable, The Revival, the B-Team, and the Lucha House Party, and The Ascension, taking on The Usos, The New Day, Sanity, The Club, and The Colognes. The Colognes Gym.
I called it last week, son.
Yeah, they sold their timeshares in Puerto Rico, and they're back in town.
I just hated that shit, too. You know, the Usos are, like, in this weird blue smoke-filled room, and like all these teams, every team on the show is like, yeah, like they may as well then like a fucking put all their hands in a circle and whoa. I mean, it was just
get that fucking big that big fucking circus tent thing that you, when you're a kid, you throw it up in the air and you go in under and let it fall around you.
Yeah. I just don't think, like, Sanity, it makes no sense for those guys.
The whole heel is, I don't, when it comes to these style of matches, it doesn't work nowadays because they're doing brand versus brand. So you're taking a team of heels and faces and putting them against a team of heels and faces. It should be a team of faces against a team of heels.
I feel like Sanity, I mean, not to like rebook their shit, but like Sanity shouldn't be a part of it. And what they should do is come out and cost SmackDown the match. When that'd be something.
Yeah, I mean, they could, but I doubt they will.
No, and they won't. No, I mean, but what an awful fumble of that group.
Yeah, they've really fucked that up. It's one of those
things, like, Vince doesn't get it, so he just doesn't care. He's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, It's the same old song and dance. The tag division is nothing in WWE.
Either show.
Yeah. Just, you know, WWE in general.
I mean, look at that team, dude. Roode and Gable, nothing. The Revival, the biggest joke on that fucking show.
Yeah, the B team, which is the literal biggest joke on the show, but is above so many else.
Fucking beat everybody, yeah, in Lucha House Party.
It wasn't even on Raw. Like, the Cruiserweights are now miraculously on Raw because of Survivor Series.
Well, just these guys, those three. Yeah. Makes no sense. I mean, I don't even care really enough about this to do predictions, you know.
No. It brings us into the tag team match against the tag team champions, which is AOP and The Bar. the fact that AOP and the Bar are the tag team champions just should scream at all, because like when I read it, I was like, oh right, the Bar is the tag team champions. Wow, and AOP. Oh really? Yeah, right. Like, I didn't even realize they were. It was not even in the forefront of my mind.
Because the way they did it with AOP was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, like I said at the time, I was like, this does nothing for them. No one's going to remember this shit. It's just when you beat one guy in just a random match, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he almost beat him. Like, two Rollins, like, took him to the limit.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. Oh, yeah, man. Because
what's the point of signing two big ass guys, making them a tag team, and making him the NXT champ? Everything you've done, what's the fucking point if you're going to bring these two giant fucking dudes up and just make them like another tag team?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Man. Makes no sense.
The company's so lost, man. And, you know, it's just Vince needs to fucking go, man. And, you know, he's going to have to die because he's never going to fucking leave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, even if he dies, they still got all those stock investors and whatever the fuck you want to call them. Who fucking knows what's going to happen?
But dude, this guy needs. Why would you not want to go on vacation? Why would you not want to just be like, I'm fucking old. I'm sick of doing this shit. Like, I'm going to go and just chill out and do whatever.
Well, he obviously hates his wife.
Obviously.
He obviously hates his wife.
I mean, he's a psychopath. What does he do? Vince McMahon doesn't golf. He doesn't anything. He does a shitty wrestling show. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree completely. It's the sole purpose of what's wrong with the WWE. And you know, you won't get anything different until something happens in that light. So, I mean, don't hold your breath.
Somebody needs to, like, nudge him down the stairs or something.
I think Vince will live forever.
Fuck.
Just to spite
us
all.
He is one of the old men I wake up every day going like, did he die? No.
I can go about my day. The next match is the women's match, which is Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, and Ruby Riott taking on Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and TBD.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even bother to name another person.
No, I have no idea. I would have met Mandy Rose, maybe.
I think it's going to be Mandy Rose.
Yeah, so. I also think you'll see much in the way of NXT call-ups on Raw and SmackDown this week. I really don't think you will. I wouldn't be shocked to see zero.
It'd be interesting. I mean, they don't even know what they're doing with what they have, so.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
You look at that, too, man. I'm just like... There are how many main event, like legit main event people are in this? Really no one. You know, Mickie James, Nia, no. Tamina, Natalya, Ruby Riott. You got Bliss. Well, Bliss isn't even going to be in the match.
She's not in the match, you know. So, I mean, Asuka is probably your highest one, and she's barely.
That is something else, man. And Bliss, who, I mean, it sounds like she might be done with in-ring. It looks like she might end up being like some kind of a, you know, GM or something. Yeah. I don't think I could take this.
I don't think she's gonna be retiring. I really don't.
How much Raw did you watch this week? Any?
Of course, I watched what I needed to watch.
I think I'm done. I am so. Because I take these results. I'm basically just taking down results. Like, I could just find results online.
That's what I do. I just copy and paste from the page in my Word. I was like, there you go.
I'm saying, like, I take my own notes and all this shit. Like, and I put the effort in, and then we get to the show, and it's like, I don't want to talk about it because it sucked. I just don't want to watch it anymore. No, I don't fucking
watch it. I mean, I would be wholeheartedly down to just not watch Raw.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to.
No, I mean, like, if we were to both not watch it.
Oh. Because there could be humor in that of me telling you what happened.
And there could
be. If you have no idea what the fuck happened until then, and I'm telling you about it, that could be entertaining. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing predictions on these. I don't care.
There's nothing, but none of these matches mean a roll of beans.
Roll of beans. Never heard that before.
A roll of beans, yeah. Fucking love it. That's my
role. What else we got? This fucking men's match?
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley with Baron Corbin and Lio Rush take on The Miz, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, and Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey. Yeah. Man.
The match is going to be fine. That match will be fine to watch. But
and then Orton will come out and do something with Rey.
Hopefully Shane knocks himself out too.
Yeah, I know. Because I still don't understand why that's what they're doing over on SmackDown. We're going to move into an Orton and Rey feud. Instead of using Orton or Rey to, you know, I don't know, fucking build someone.
When was the last time they built someone, Jim?
I don't know, but they beat Almas this week on the show. Who would beat him?
Rey.
Was it Rey?
Yeah.
No, it's Jeff Hardy.
Was it Jeff? Oh, it was
this
Jeff
week
Hardy.
On the show. Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey
defeats
Jeff
Almas Harvey. Clean as laundry.
Yeah, it's.
What the fuck are you doing? That really pissed me off, actually.
Hopefully,
this is so stupid.
Hopefully, 2019 is almost his year. That's all I can say.
When has it ever been any new person's year since the Shield?
It's very true. In all honesty, it's very true.
AJ Styles, maybe?
Yeah, 40 years old.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but who else has had, like, come in and done anything? Nothing. Fuck. Anyway. It's going to I get, like, over more angry as the show goes on. We talk about WWE makes me more and more angry. What else do we have here?
Brock Lesnar taking on Daniel Bryan. Which, now, I will say this. I've seen some people on Twitter say that they're not watching it because it's not Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles anymore. And it's like, man, we already seen that match last year.
People were that mad about that?
I've seen some people that mad about that. And it's like, man, get over it.
Give
find
a
smoke a joint. Find a reason in life to bring you happiness. Because Buddy Wrestling just ain't doing it for you.
Yeah, or at least watch like other wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sucks. I was like, well, at least it's a different match. We've all wanted to look forward to this. Brian wants the match, but I don't know. Does I don't know Brock. If I believe it, but there's people say that a lot of the locker room is angry with Brock Lesnar because he's fucking was an asshole on Raw and threw one of the Singh brothers on his head like twice. It was fucking it was dangerous as shit.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, though. The Singh brothers have a reputation of taking moves like that. So, at some point in time, I would just chalk it up to the Singh brothers are doing too much.
I don't know. Okay.
But I don't
but
know.
But that German was pretty fucking shitty.
It was sickening. It was.
And that's just it. He's going to go out there and throw shitty Germans on Brian. And
I don't think he will. I really don't.
He's got a German in.
He's got a German in, but he can safely German him.
Well, I don't know. All his Germans look like shit.
Well, I mean, you got him. Well, you got to. Okay, so you take Brock Lesnar, who's usually Germaning, you know, people like Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's true.
Right? And then he Germans a fucking Singh brother. And it's like Germaning a watermelon versus a peanut. You know what I mean?
Just put it into produce terms. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. At least it's a different matchup, and Brian wants the match, so I guess we'll see what happens with it. It's all in, like on Lesnar if he decides he's going to have a good match, or if he's Lesnar not going to do anything.
Exactly. If we get Dean Ambrose Lesnar, we get nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I mean, it all depends. Like if he gives a fuck, it respects you. I think.
And he almost has to respect Daniel Bryan. Apparently, he's got a lot of respect for AJ Styles. I'd assume he's got a lot of respect for Daniel Bryan as well.
We also mentioned how fucking weird it is that they turn Bryan heel on SmackDown. So now you have heel versus heel here. Why wouldn't you just wait?
Yeah, I agree.
Why wouldn't you just go into the show, face heel, and whatever the outcome is, have Brian attack Heyman or something?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I don't know.
There could have been a lot more ways around it, that's for sure.
I just don't get why you don't wait until after this.
Yeah. But I mean, having him win the title clean, though, doesn't help either, because then it's just, there's no reason to go back to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was obvious a decision that was not thought out, because they made this decision over the weekend. So the story is not going to make sense anyways. Because that's not how stories are written, folks.
I just think, like, this guy retires. He comes back. He comes back from career-ending injury somehow. He's the most over guy in the company. They piss it away and end up turning him heel before the year's over.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was evident at this point in time that he wasn't going to get over as a babyface. Not right now.
Well, not the way they did it.
No.
I mean, when he came back, if they wanted him to be the super fucking over guy, he could have been. Don't want that.
No, because they can't. I don't think it's because they don't want that. I think the WWE just can't build a babyface. They don't know how.
They don't want that. They said they don't want it. They didn't want it last time either, which is weird. Is
they can't even do it with Roman Reigns, and they want that. You know what I mean? And they can't do it. I just don't think they can do it anymore. And they just don't care to try with Daniel Bryan, because it just inspires themselves.
It's like, why wouldn't you make a guy like him your the guy? He's never going to do anything. Right? He's never going to show up anywhere and say anything fucked. He's never going to be sending dick pics to anyone. He's never going to be accused of raping anybody.
No, the only dick pics he's sending is debris. And so...
Yeah, but I'm saying he's never going to get, like, test negative for drugs. He's like the squeaky clean motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I agree. I agree completely. And, like, why does it matter who gets over? As long as somebody's getting over, it means nothing.
Yeah. Just, I thought they could have came back with it. And I mean, let's say you make him the championship, but at least do something with him. But they're shitting away. And I don't know. Him as a heel just sucks. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't work. Yeah. No one wants to boo that guy.
I like Daniel Bryan as a heel. I really like the no character that he had. I'm fine with him being a heel, because it's WWE. We're going to get a better story with a heel anyways, because that's all they write ever. Everything's about heat, so.
I can't fucking, two baby faces. And how ridiculous is it, too? Like, Nakamura hits Styles. He spends a summer
in the kicking
punching
in the dick.
Kicking Styles in the dick. Can't win. Fucking Bryan gets it done here.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Speaking of Nakamura.
Yes, this is truly the last vestige of hope that Nakamura can have a good match. If he can't do it with Seth Rollins, I will never watch another Nakamura WWE match ever again.
This is the match I'm looking forward to, really. Of anything you've mentioned, I am not. I mean, I guess I'm interested in Lesnar Bryan a little bit. But to me, this is the most interesting match on the show. The one I'm looking forward to the most.
I agree completely. This is my. This could be the best match of the night.
Dude.
It has the ability to be the best match of the weekend if both men had their working boots on, because Nakamura can go. His first match with Sami Zayn was fantastic. All of his matches in New Japan were fantastic. Mm. He can do it. And
Rollins is like the guy to do it with, man.
Oh, you're fucking right.
Rollins always has the best matches on main roster shit.
He does, because he's
their shows.
He's super good. Like, I wouldn't be against building the show around Seth Rollins. Sure, he says John funny, but I mean, whatever.
I mean, he's the most over face on that Raw for sure. I mean,
oh yeah, for sure.
Most over guy period on Raw, but I don't know where they want to go over there, and I don't think they fucking know where they want to go.
They're obviously doing the Dean Ambrose bit, and I don't know, awful early to drag that one off to Mania. At least with Becky and Ronda Rousey, that match is on two different brands. You can easily separate them for long periods of time. Have Becky go after so-and-so, you know what I mean? Whatever. Mm. Keeping Seth Rollins and Ambrose hot, though, from October to April. It's a lot.
Not something they can do. Yeah.
No.
Fair.
But that brings us into our main event, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair.
That's not the main event.
Oh, come on. You would be. So, I bet you it is.
It should have been with Becky. I was like saying it should have been. But I don't know. I don't think they will with Charlotte. If they do, that's ridiculous.
I think they will.
I think Becky, Ronda.
This is what they were going to do for the main event of WrestleMania this year. This is exactly the Ronda and Becky rumor of main eventing WrestleMania is only because this match is taking place now. That's it.
Oh, I know that. But I'm saying, like, to me, Becky and Ronda was like, I would have put that as main event. This now with Flair coming in, it should not be the main event.
I agree completely.
But I know what you're saying. That was supposed to be, until this Becky injury, it was supposed to be the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah. In which you can build it in a way that it could do it. Because honestly, look at the WrestleMania main events we've had in the past. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. I would easily take a Ronda Rousey match in the main event of WrestleMania instead of that. Fuck it.
Yeah. What are you really accomplishing, though, on this whole Ronda Rousey thing? They're paying her all this money, and where is it showing up?
It's not going to show up. They've ran off the group that would come in for that kind of shit. And they're just not there.
So that's the thing I don't get is like, what's the point of Ronda Rousey when the ratings are down, house shows down? I mean, I guess she's like one of the few draws they have, but
I would say if you got Ronda Rousey, then you have Sports Illustrated and ESPN and all these companies that are willing to write about you more, which brings you into the eyes of other possible fans if they ever so decide to watch.
I feel like that was once, like when she first came in and was like, oh, Ronda Rousey did this thing, but like this far in, I don't think they're talking about that anymore.
Oh yeah, they are. Of course they are. We're just in our wrestling bubble though, because
I watch ESPN, I watch Sports Center.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be front and center. It'll never be front and center on Sports Center ever. But like they're writing about it on the internet. They're never going to push wrestling front and center on ESPN Sports. And that's just not gonna happen.
Oh, I know, I get that, but I haven't seen it, man, anywhere.
But I've noticed more people randomly know Ronda Rousey's in wrestling than anybody else's in wrestling. That in a way is good. Because you got to remember now, there's probably about 20% of the wrestling audience is on Twitter. Right? It's a very vocal minority. We think we know what we want, but I mean, not everybody is as cut and dry about it as we are.
Not everybody's as smart about it. There's a lot of fucking marks out there.
So a lot of people just don't care. Like, you don't. There's so many people that will come up to me and tell me that Rey Mysterio is not the same Rey Mysterio. Undertaker is not the same Undertaker. Sasha Banks was in porn, right? Like, it's like, man.
I wish Sasha Banks was in porn.
She was too, but I had a guy argue me that X-Pac was dead. It's like, no, X-Pac's not dead.
He's not quite.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead for sure. I know he's dead. I was like, Tupac is dead. X-Pac is alive and well. And then one guy behind me piped up. It's like, X-Pac had a new podcast come out 2 days ago. And I was like, yeah. See?
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's
and
the
this
whole
is
card then.
IRL.
IRL, man. The Survivor Series, I don't know.
Will we survive this series of shit? Who knows?
Yeah. I hate to be a bummer, but I'm just. There's. Not really anything I'm excited about there. You get right. Like I said, Nakamura and Rollins looks like it'll be good.
Yep.
Lesnar and Bryan should be interesting. It's a first time matchup.
And that's all just intrigue. It could be shit.
Could be a good match too, but other than those two matches, not much for me,
No, I agree.
Cruiserweight match will be good. But
it will be, probably going to be on the pre-show, so I probably won't even see it.
I probably won't even watch it unless it gets a bunch of buzz that people are like, oh, it's really fucking good.
That's true.
Because what are we going to do for a top three next week? Because typically, on a typical recording, NXT would have been for next week. Now we used it this week. So we're going to have Survivor Series, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, TV.
There were some matches taped at TakeOver for TV. So there could be something good there.
You know what they were?
No.
Five-star podcast.
I'm sure we might get one match from Survivor Series, and I'll have to watch Impact or ROH.
Yeah, Impact. I don't even know what's going on over there. Their ratings hit some kind of all new low, so
that's always reassuring. Hey,
put your show on YouTube. Stop paying money to Pop TV for nothing.
It's true. It's doing nothing for them whatsoever. They would get so many more views on YouTube and probably get to keep more ad money.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I don't know. I think that's about all I've got for this week.
That's all I got for this second episode of SCL in 2 days.
All right. What the fuck? I think that'll do it. We'll do our Twitter shout outs here. You retweet the pinned episode on Twitter, get yourself a shout out on the show. Like these bad motherfuckers: Eric Turner, Big Papa Totoro, Balls Deep Network, Mr. Klondike Bill, Lee Unwin, Casanova Frankenstein from the High Marks. It's because you're a musician too, huh?
There you go.
We also play music. Dungeons and Anime Dragons. All right. Bobby Anthem, check him out on the Inhuman Experience podcast.
Yes,
with Bobby Blades. Are they doing new episodes? I haven't seen one in a while.
I haven't. I think they're just gearing up for some more. But Bobby Anthem will be on the THT podcast doing a Mallrats review. I fucking love me some Mallrats. So
yeah, me too. Yeah, much love to THT podcast. Check those guys out. Also Nuclear Heat Graphics for some fucking pro wrestling artwork. I love mine. Every time I do that plug, I look up and I look at mine on the wall and their frames looking so excellent.
So fresh and so clean.
It's your boy Bez. He'll be back next week with the post Survivor Series bitching, so that should be amazing.
It should be. I can't wait. I miss that fucking Welsh motherfucker.
Yeah, Dom Homie, Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, B Swing 22, Jay Dune, Glenn Schneider, AC Patty, Infamous Chris Savage. I love all you motherfuckers. All these people interact on Twitter and shit. Like, these people are the SCL family, man. Lynx Kinetic, Wrestling's High Marks, Mickey D's, Jeremy Foltz, Johnny Utah, JC Sterling, THT Wrestling, as you said, Cody Hatch, well, Captain Unclean, Ms. Guy V1, that's at Mizcast.
He's back.
I guess he's back. Yeah, it seemed like he disappeared for a while. Bruce Weaver.
Ask him where does Dollar go? Oh, wait, no, he's back. This is the Patreon list you're listing off, isn't it?
I didn't list him off in that.
No, okay, you're not doing Patreon right now.
No, this is the Twitter.
Oh, sorry. I'm stoned. Give me a break.
Bruce Weaver. So Divine. Lance Levine. Of course, the Federation. Our sister show hosted by brothers. Lucha Krusty. EMZT podcast. Evil Evan. Fucking our boy. Dustin G. You can check out his podcast. Is called TV and Film Throwbacks with D. He's a dude I know IRL. Does a movie podcast. I told him I'll be on there if I can come on and do House 2.
I'd never seen it.
It's a fucking bizarre movie from the 80s. Maybe we could do some wrestling thing. That'd be all right.
There you go. No holds barred.
No holds bared.
Hey.
Big Body Sam. Smack It Down Podcast. Viva La JD. Scotty from the Sat Pod. Scotty doesn't know.
I was just thinking that too.
I can't help it, right? Don't tell Scotty. They haven't done a new episode in a long time.
Yep, you can come over here anytime, Scotty.
We keep saying that. It's like,
he never says anything. I think he's ignoring us. I think he's ghosting
us. I don't think he listens to our show anymore.
I think he hates us now.
I don't think he hates us. I think he just doesn't listen to our stupid ass show. Let's get Shitty Show Podcast, Blood and Black Rum, Kayla Morganfield, and this week's first retweeter, our boy Fat Superman.
Motherfucker. He's got, he might be Fat Superman, but he's got more Superman than Fat Thumbs because he's quick on that retweet button. Gotta love him.
Yeah, dude. You know that fucking Fat Superman, like, I won't, like, disclose what he does for a living, but he has, like, a crazy fucking...
He does.
Crazy job. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, when he told me, I was just like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, right. People, that's real?
Somebody that smart listens to this show so fucking stupid.
Right? Fuck, man. Like, quit while you're ahead.
What are you gonna do? So I think that is about it, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, we the week of wrestling has been dissolved. It's been we've gone through it all.
Well, you got anything else to add before we go?
No. Don't show your peen to 16-year-old wounds, right? So
that's true. Yeah. Hashtag jack off first. So, well, then mind. It's time to end. We thank you very much for listening, as always. We will be back next week to recap Survivor Series and whatever else happens in the week in pro wrestling. So we will see you there. And until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Hashtag jack off first.
Post that clarity. Justice for awkward living situated cash. What is? They lay dead along the floor. Careful not to wake them there. Sleeping. In the morrow's good morning, the dying will discard the wish to live. Play.